This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors. And, of course, holding it back in the studio, we've got Dylan Moore. We are live from Taco Bueno in Arlington. Off of Collins. We've filled it up plenty since then. And don't forget, Athena, the wrestler from Ring of Honor and AEW, is going to be up here around 12:30. But right now, brought to you, that's right.
Garland native.
She's from Garland. That is right. Right now, I hope you'll still come out anyway. I'm from Garland. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I can't hear anything.
Oh no,
Mickey.
Oh, I got you now.
Okay.
We did it.
Well, I was just going to say, Mickey, for the record, you said I can't hear anything right on cue when I introduced you, and that's some damn fine work right there.
Well, I heard where you were about, and then it just kind of went dark, and then I said, okay, I'll let them know I can't hear. Happy January 2nd.
Indeed.
Yeah. We haven't talked since last year, Mickey.
All right.
That's awesome.
No.
Cute guy.
Yeah.
Well, you would have if you were there yesterday.
You know
That's
what?
Good
you got
point.
A good point. Very valid.
That's a good point. Alec and Fred holding it down. How locked in? I mean, I know you still have your job of covering NFL football and everything, but did you get an opportunity to peruse a good bit of college football yesterday?
Oh, I did the best I could while we were the team to watch as much as the three games as I could, but I did see all the evening game for sure, which was quite great. I can't remember if I told you or not, but I was at the Wednesday night game at AT&T Stadium.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've seen a lot of college football.
What did you think about that Miami defense and that game in general?
Just what I expected. I think people were overlooking. I've kept my eye on them all year. And I think people were overlooking how good they were defensively. And I think maybe the surprising thing to everybody, and I keep hearing it, is the fact that they were more physical than Ohio State. They were pretty darn good. And I think people thought, well, they just snuck in. They were playing in the ACC. They're not as good as the big conferences. They're really good, believe me.
Yeah, I think they proved that whenever they really took it to A&M.
Shut up. I knew that's where that was going. Although, Mickey, I know it shouldn't. I will tell you that multiple teams getting shut down offensively in the quarterfinals made me feel a little bit better because everyone's been dunking on me about A&M not scoring a touchdown. So that made me feel not a lot, but a tiny bit better.
Well, you know what? I think people minimize the fact that Miami beat A&M, right?
Yeah.
Because had A&M won, you know, that would have been a pretty close point spread playing Ohio State.
Right.
And nobody gave Miami any credit for beating A&M the way they did on the road, by the
way. Yeah.
So now they've won two games in Texas.
That's
Didn't
true.
Beat SMU in Texas, but they've won two games in Texas now.
How do you feel about I know it was the afternoon game. Did you get to see much of Mr. Mendoza? And what do you think about the hype level behind him as the potential number one overall pick?
I think I saw enough of that game to realize just how good he is.
Yeah,
he's just got football intelligence, right? And he's pretty smart otherwise, too, the way he handles himself in interviews and everything. I think right now if somebody's looking for a quarterback, he's the guy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. As far as this Cowboys team, you know, Jerry was just talking about it, talking about some of the personnel issues and everything. Where do you think Matt Eberflus and the defense went wrong to start this season? Like, when were the first signs? Was it just maybe trading Micah that you were like, ooh, this is going to be a tough year defensively?
Well, that was a bad start.
Right.
Look at the cornerback position.
Yeah.
You know, they were sort of counting on Trayvon Diggs being ready to start the season as a starter, right? And he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for the start of training camp. He wasn't ready for the start of the season. So you don't have him. You moved on from Jordan Lewis. You didn't have him. Look who was playing cornerback for him. There's guys that were playing cornerback for him the beginning of the season that aren't even on the team anymore.
Right, and the second...
And that's what he had to deal with, right?
Yeah.
And then Deron Bland gets hurt. Diggs is not playing well. You've got basically a second-year guy playing his first year of football in the NFL in the slot, and you're starting Kaiir Elam.
Right.
He's not with the team anymore. So there was a lot of things he had to sort of make up for. They were hoping Revel would have been ready. It took a little longer, and it's understandable. That, you know, they didn't have him rehabbing here until May. So a lot of the things they sort of planned on, and I'm sure Eberflus was planning on, he didn't have. And it's kind of hard to fake your secondary. And I think we saw that, right?
Yeah.
And then if you don't have, you know, your designated pass rusher up there and Micah, you traded him away, well, you're going to have problems offense. So, I just think that, you know, he was up against it right from the start, and he did his best to try to hide his deficiencies, and it was very hard to hide the deficiencies. But think about this. Think about if the ball in the end zone that got deflected against Green Bay popped up instead of down.
Yeah.
And they win that game, right?
Yeah.
And then you're looking at things a whole lot differently. With another win there. I just think that it's easy to grab the low-hanging fruit and blame the defensive coordinator. And it doesn't sound like Jerry's doing that. He looks at it as an organizational failure, not a one-man failure.
That
was my takeaway from that interview too, Corey.
Yeah. I mean, he stepped up and said, you know, himself the guy leading this thing multiple different times in those conversations, and I think that's been more evident, Kevin, this year in more of the conversations with us and Sean and RJ than there ever has been. Last year, obviously, was combative in a number of different ways, and I thought this year they were more like, you know what, we have to assess ourselves and make sure we do the right things there. I'm kind of like the conversation with Pickens I cashed in and I can't wait, or did this culture in Dallas lend itself to something that he's like, I have to be back in this?
Well, I think he would like to be back, but I think he'd also, you know, like to get paid what he thinks he's deserved or what his agent thinks he deserved, right?
Yes.
And if you remember, I mean, it's the same guy, right? And you know, that Micah thought he was getting what he deserved until his agent said, no, you're going to get more than that, right?
Right.
And so, you know, is that going to be the same way he treats Pickens? Because, you know, everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Micah said from the start he wanted to be here. So there's one thing to want to be here. It's another thing to get what somebody else thinks you deserve. And again, you just remember the NFLPA's got an eye on this stuff because they want salaries to go up too. So they put pressure on these agents to get everything they can when they've got a player like Micah Parsons, and now it's going to be like George Pickens. And so, yeah, we're going to see, you know, unless they overpay to get him, to prevent him from getting into free agency, you know, or having to franchise him, we're going to see the same song and dance.
You know, speaking of that, did you sigh or anything on Tuesday when Sean and RJ asked Jerry about talking to Pickens or talking to the agent? And Jerry just couldn't help himself. He's like, I mean, I'll talk to Pickens and probably both.
Probably both.
Yeah, probably both.
Right? I thought it was a concession, right?
Yeah.
You know what, guys? I might have messed up on that
one. Yeah, just in that moment, I think I was just like, just say the agent. But that's not just really how things work around here.
Well, and you know, I think things got contentious enough that, we'll see. You know, maybe he stays out of it and lets the other guys handle the negotiation with the agent, right, since we're not using the guy's name.
Right. Yeah.
That other part of it, though, is with that, I keep asking about the culture, because I feel like the culture was everything that Schottenheimer was talking about to start the year. And, you know, the thing that evolves all year long. Did they find leaders, new leadership in this room this year?
They didn't have leadership last year?
I'm asking if they found any new ones. Like, what would you say?
Ones.
Like, some other guys that may have. Because listen, when we asked Jerry about that a while back, he said Dak, that's the leader, and I was like, okay, all right. And then the next week, I think it was number 95,
right?
I'm just kind of curious how that locker room grew this year.
Well, they had a lot of young guys, right? And I don't know. After you get past Dak, after you get past Kenny Clark, after you get past CeeDee Lamb, if there were any other guys that you would have considered leaders. I mean, I don't know how many leaders you need on a team,
right?
Because you had so many young guys still trying to prove themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would you have liked to have stepped up and been a leader?
Man, I would have loved
maybe Trayvon Diggs, and that
Osa
didn't happen.
Yeah,
right? Osa's mine.
Osa's, although he's not one of these yell, scream type guys, right?
Right.
And Dak's not either. Dak just talks to everybody. Mm-hmm. So, the culture last year, the only problem with the culture last year was Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs because they were independent contractors. And so you would think with them
team
moving on
guys,
that things would have, been better. We throw this culture out there like it's the end all, right? If you have a good culture, you're going to win 11 games. If you don't, mm-hmm. you're going to lose, 11 games. I don't buy that. The only time we talk about culture is when a team is successful, right? You could have culture and you don't win. Because you don't have what? Enough talent.
Winning culture.
Yeah.
So, I think it's an overused term. The Cowboys went 7-9 in 1990. They went 11-5 the next year. Did the culture change? No, it was the same guys. They just got better, and they got an offensive coordinator that knew how to call plays in North Turner.
He's pretty good, I think.
Yeah,
in
no,
his history,
absolutely. What is your prediction coming up for Sunday?
I'm really asking him this question right now.
Yeah, I need a prediction.
Those guys,
I just heard.
They warned me that you were going to ask me that, and I told him if he asked me that question, I'm going to remind him that A&M got beat. Okay.
Hey, hey, that's not cool. Jerry Jones just told me 8-8-1 is a positive record. I need a prediction. Damn it!
I need a positive prediction.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you how long Dak's going to play, right?
Sure.
You know, if you can look, get out to like a 14-0 lead and then say, okay, thank you very much for one of the best seasons in NFL history, right? And then turn it over to Joe Milton. And that very well could happen that way if that's the way the game plays out. I think we were forced ourselves on our podcast to do it on Wednesday, by the way. And I think I did Cowboys 23-20, something like that. So
okay.
I knew you were going to ask me, so I said, well, I'll just reuse that prediction, however much thought I put into it or not.
That's fine. That's one of the beautiful things about media is reusing stuff or reapportioning it. So I get that.
Repurposing things,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't know what the Giants are. Are they motivated to win?
I don't think. I mean, look, I would say no, but then again, I would have thought no last week, and they beat the crap out of the Raiders.
And then they beat, yeah. So if they lose and the Raiders win and they're tied from a record, who has the tie? Have we figured out who has the tiebreaker?
I thought it went back to the Giants, but at that point, it would be a multi-team tie probably, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay. We'll figure it out after Sunday. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, and you know, how motivated are they to win? Do they want to lose to maybe help themselves out? And then we don't even know who the Cowboys are going to play in the secondary, right?
Right.
Because, you know, you're not playing Diggs. Savon Revel was in concussion protocol, and he was there yesterday, but I don't believe he did much of anything. I mean, you could be going out there with, I think Kalen Carson's good to go, and Tre'Quez Bridges at cornerback. And I'm sure that doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence in how well they can play on the back end. So they better play really well up front to be able to protect the back end. But we're kind of back to where we started this conversation here in the 17th game of the season, talking about the secondary.
And this is why I'm looking so forward to next year, Kevin, when we start asking Mickey for his predictions for preseason games.
Ooh,
so we can just carry that over.
Man.
We're not starting that precedence.
Well, thank you very much, good sir. And if it's okay with you, we'd love to talk to you again on Monday, perhaps Tuesday as well.
I'll be here all week next week. Whenever you guys want to dial me up, I'm good to go.
Awesome.
Love it. Thank you very much, Mickey.
Okay. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com, where you can get his very fired-up prediction of 23-20 over the Giants. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our very own Carter Freeman as we fire up the Campus Connection.
What?
And then there were four. Next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.